Welcome to episode 52 with Terrence Scott.
Welcome to Are You Real? Finding the Authentic You, the podcast that focuses on Christians that are active in everyday life. Join in as we speak to everyone from successful business owners to educators to athletes about their faith and how it helps them reach out and revolutionize those around them to do the same. And now get ready to roar with your host, the voice of manifestation, John Fuller.
Hey, Roar Nation, John Fuller here. And before we get started, I want to give a shout out and a thank you for those of you that have got on iTunes and given us a review. This week, we got a 5-star review from Mr. Mental Six Pack Athlete. Dude, love the name. That is hilarious. He says, this is a keen look at how to unlock what's already in you. Quick tips, tools, and things to do now. So just want to give a shout out to Mr. Mental Six Pack and say thank you and go from there. Let's jump right into the show. All right, Terrence, brother, I am super excited. Brother, are you fired up and ready to roar?
I'm ready to go, man. I'm excited. Thank you for having me, John.
Yes, absolutely. All right. So Scott was born in Jasper, Texas. He's been playing drums and keyboard for about 10 years. And I love this because we got something in common, my friend. He played football at Missouri Southern State University in Joplin. He graduated with a business degree, and he is now football, basketball coach for Joplin Schools. And the best part is he's doing that. Plus, he is a worship leader, writing music and producing. So,
yeah, man.
Love what you're doing, my brother. Let's jump a little bit more into what you do, how you do it, and your passion for Jesus.
Man, well, currently, like you said, I'm a business teacher here in Joplin, Missouri for Joplin Schools, and really, really excited about that. And it's just been really fun, man. God has been good. He's blessed me. Also, I am a worship leader here in town at Joplin Family Worship Center. I serve under Pastor Dan and Cindy Wermuth. I've been there for about 11 years, and it's just been absolutely great, man. The freedom and the love that our church family has shown us is just been fantastic, giving us the freedom to write music and for our church and to record music. And it's literally been in a few places around the world, along in the state. So we're just excited. God is good. He's performing and doing great things in us, first and foremost, and then also through us. So it's exciting times for sure.
It is exciting. You know, this is kind of funny. So I barely had mentioned this to you when we had talked about a month ago, maybe. So what happened is we got a mutual friend who had been on the show, Todrick, who produces music. What happened was Todrick gave me your information. We kind of, text back and forth. Well, I'm driving down the road and my wife sends me this text message. And my wife's a worship leader at our church as well. She co-leads with some people. She goes, "You got to check this guy out. He is amazing." And I'm like, "All right, cool." I mean, I'm driving. I didn't really have time. And I click on it and I realize it's you. And dude, I am dying laughing.
That's hilarious, man.
And so. It is. It's good. I think, what's your video? Is it In Him or?
We have quite a few of them out there. We have In Him, We Look to You.
I think Quiet it was, we, yeah. I think I just listened to In Him this morning. Yeah. But she was, it was okay. The other one. So Casey sends it to me and she goes, "Have you heard of this guy?" And dude, I couldn't resist. I said, "Yeah, I just talked to him yesterday."
Wow.
She started laughing.
Hilarious.
So. That is good stuff.
Great.
And I got to tell you, and for our listeners also, definitely check out Terrence Scott. And we'll get into that more at the end of the show. But guys, if you get a chance, check out the videos. Terrence, I do got to tell you, I'm extremely impressed. You got a phenomenal voice, brother. So
I appreciate it, man.
I love what you're doing. So I want to jump in a little bit to your life story. But before we do that, whether it's just a seasonal scripture or a success quote, do you have one that kind of guides you through life?
Man, yeah. Actually, me and my wife, we kind of share this one together. It's Romans 8 and 28. It talks about, we know that those who love the Lord and love God, you know, all things work together for the good of them that love Him. So, and who are called according to His purpose and His plan and His will for our life. So that's the the thing that kind of holds my door together, the hinge, you know. It's one of those scriptures where it just reminds me of his goodness. It reminds me of his love. It reminds me that he does have a purpose. He does have a plan for my life. And my heart's goal is to fulfill that, is to walk that out. And so that's one of the key scriptures. That's a light to my path, brother, man, for sure.
I like that. So talking about purpose and plan for your life, I'd like to get a little bit that you talk about in that scripture, your life verse or whatever. Where has been your journey from the last, you know, take me on a quick spin for the last 10 years and kind of where God's taken you? Because obviously you started in worship music, went to school, but now you're doing music and it sounds like you're really stepping into your gift. Can we tell us more about that?
Yeah, well, it all started with my grandparents. I know you mentioned this earlier, but I spent about 8 to 10 years with them as a very, very young kid, just playing drums and playing the keyboard for them at a very, very small church. So that's where it kind of got started. And then once I turned 18, I got a football scholarship to come to Missouri Southern. And from there, I got connected with this great church, Joplin Family Worship Center here in town. And my pastors are two people who want to push people forward in their gift. They're one of the type of leaders that allow you to have your space and to let God just use you in whatever way and facet that he sees fit. That's been truly, truly a blessing for me. It's allowed me to grow and to learn and to make mistakes and make good decisions. And so it's really, really been good. And Todd Hunt, who was a part of one of your sessions earlier in the year, we grew up together, came to Missouri Southern together. And shortly after, we started attending this church together. He started a group called Daybreak. And I was a part of that group and played keys for that group, along with some other guys that are part of the church now. And we just took off from there. And he really kind of, to be honest with you, he kind of got the ball rolling, me thinking, you know, like, this could be something that I would like to do with my life. And because I was told, to be honest with you, John, I wanted to be a speaker, like not necessarily a preacher, but one of those guys that just goes around and just inspires people. Not necessarily inspirational speaker. I mean, that's typically what it is. But I wanted to be a guy to just go around and to campuses and to schools and to wherever, churches, if need be, and just inspire people to live out their purpose and live out their dreams. But as my talent began to unfold in services and different events around town and in the four-state area here, I began to look at it differently. And then a passion just grew to want to write music. And here we are. You know, I've always had my one foot in the secular world, but my passion has always been about the things of God and writing music and growing in that. So we recorded our first EP about 2 years ago, I would say, 2.5 years ago. And we put it out along with the team, that some of the guys were a part of our church and some of the guys wasn't. But we put it out, and just the stories, the testimonies that have come back from that, the personal Facebook messages, and, you know, just people out in the community. And when we go places, they hear the music and the emails that I've received about how, you know, in him has blessed so many different people. And we're not really a well-known band or anything like that, but that's not necessarily the purpose. But God has just used these simple songs to bless people. And it's so empowering. It's so life-giving. So it's been good. It's been
I got to tell you, they are powerful. I want to go back a little bit. You were talking about finding purpose and in your gifts. I'm just curious, because that's our show's all about finding what God has instilled in you, put in you. But it sounded like you didn't really know at first, and that's kind of what I want to hit on.
Absolutely not.
You just started being proactive and just started doing. Is that what I'm hearing?
Come on, man. There's power in taking a step, whether you know exactly what you want to do or not, whatever the case may be. Just taking that step forward helped me so much, and just doing it, just serving wherever you can serve. And it's funny how the good Lord just works that up. He works it out of you. He gives you a passion and a heart, because early on, I had no clue, you know, that I wanted to write music, that I wanted to be a worship leader. I was just using the gift that I had. I knew I could sing decently at the time, and I just used it. And out of that, from using it and taking that step, different things begin to unfold in my life. So it's been great. Very powerful.
I love that. So you took the little bit, like a mustard seed, basically, of a gift, yeah, and just started, yeah, sowing it into areas to help out, to give. Yeah. And because of that, for things, sure, have just gotten bigger for you.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. It's so interesting, John, that you say that, because I'm huge on purpose. I'm huge on destiny. And one of the things that I'm constantly reminded of is leaving this world without having released what God has placed in me. So that's my passion. That's my life goal. And regardless of the ups and downs, that's what I'm committed to doing. Committed to doing that. So, and one thing I kind of wanted to hit on is I'm learning. This is so weird, but I'm learning the power of a seed. And it's basically like a step of faith, you know, the power of sowing something first, whether you know the outcome or not. So I've been practicing that in my personal life, whether it's financially, whether it's with music, just sowing a seed and just seeing what God can do with that seed. For instance, the Forever Free EP.
Terrence, give me our listeners. I love stories, brother. So give me put that into practical. I want to hear you know, they say, come on, brother, give me a testimony. Yeah. Give me a testimony. I want to hear one.
One is this EP that we just put out. You know, I had no idea, John, what I was doing. No idea. And the good Lord just surrounded me with a couple of guys that had insight, that knew the industry and had experience with it. And he just brought these guys around and some people that were attentive to detail. So we got together, and I had some songs that were heavy on my heart that I wanted to put out, and I didn't know how to do it, but I put them out. We put them out as a team. And from there, doors just begin to open, like, and we start getting, you know, calls and opportunities to lead worship at different places. So my seed was what was in me, the lyrics, the melodies, the words. So we put it out and we sowed it into people's lives and into their hearts. And from that, God has just blessed us with more opportunity, some of which I'm still reaping the benefits from today and here in this summer. The opportunities to lead worship at different places and the opportunity to record another one, you know. So if we're faithful over those few things and we sow that, God would increase it to bigger and better things in our future.
That's funny you say that. I was reading, and I forget where it's at. This is Old Testament, but it's talking about don't despise the little things.
Oh man.
And dude, there is so much. It just, people don't realize that sometimes it's just literally that one step, and we can't see. You know what's funny is I feel like right now I'm in a season in my life where the scripture, yeah, says that Jesus is a lamp unto our feet. And yeah, we've heard that. I've heard that scripture for 20 years. But the thing about that is I've never thought about is a lamp literally only allows you to see 1 to 2 steps ahead of where you're going.
Yeah. That's so good, man.
And I've never thought about that for whatever reason. And I heard somebody say that, and that's the season that I'm in. And sometimes, you know, wherever God's called us with our gifts, our talents, our purpose, we don't know what that looks like on the big stage of life. But sometimes it is just allowing Jesus to be that lamp and say, okay, I'm going to take a step in this direction. I don't necessarily, I have no idea actually where I'm going, but I'm willing to step and go and let him lead, because the lamp has to be in front of you to lead you. And when we place the lamp, Jesus, in front of us and allow him to lead, even if we're taking 1 or 2 steps at a time, we're going somewhere to the direction that he's calling us to.
Yeah. So that's so good, man. That's so good, John.
I'm preaching to myself, dude. I'm telling you.
Oh, come on, man. Not just yourself. You're preaching to me, too. For so, sure.
Terrence, I want to ask you. So, obviously, you're moving in the right direction. Things are going awesome. You're starting to see some headway, but life isn't always that way. I mean, there's mountaintops and there's, yeah, valleys, dude. And sometimes things are really hard. Can you take us to a place maybe either recently or in the last couple of years that has been a low spot for you, like a story about a valley that you were in and then how God got you through it and just what you learned in that season?
Wow, man. It's interesting. I was thinking about that and earlier today. John, to be totally honest with you, man, I don't know if now, this is going to sound crazy, but I don't know if I've ever had like a really, really, really low point in my life. And when I say that, that scripture that we were referring to earlier, when it says, if with those who love the Lord and call according to his purpose, that everything, all things work to the good. I try to stay out of those extremely low points, you know, and I try to focus my heart and my life on, hey, I may be going through something that's ugly right now, but I'm more than confident that he's going to bring me out. Now, that's not saying I haven't had any struggles. You know, people, there's been times where, you know, here recently, there's been some bad communication. There's been some hearts that have been, you know, hurt and discouraged. And sometimes people walk away. And a lot of it has been my fault. Some of it hasn't been my fault. But in that process, what I'm learning currently is to value communication, to value people in the highest regard, maybe more than I have in the past, to value the leadership of the Holy Spirit that guides me and that holds me together, that keeps my mind and my thinking on the right path. So as far as like really, really low points, man, it's really tough for me to recall a really, really low point outside of just growing up, you know, in a poor neighborhood, not having a ton of resources. My mom going off to school when I was 4 years old. My dad living about 30 minutes away. So my grandparents having to raise me instead of being at home with my mom and dad. That was frustrating. So I've faced adversity along the process, along this journey, but nothing, you know, like some people have dire stories where they've had cancer or they've been at rock bottom living in their car, you know, different things like that. That hasn't really happened to me, and I'm grateful for that. You know, that's just the testimony of God's goodness and his keeping power, you know. And I don't know if those things won't happen, but I'm trusting and believing that I'm going to be led by the Holy Spirit and be able to walk a path that's pleasing in his sight, and that I could do all I can, man, to be productive and then live out his purpose and his plan for me, for sure.
It sounds like to me, really, you've just had the mindset of, and going back to that scripture, is that obviously God works things out. So it's not that you haven't had hard times or things haven't happened.
No, not at all.
But your perspective is man, God's got my back. If he's for me, who can be against me?
Exactly, man. And I'm going through a season right now, you know, John, where, you know, different things are transpiring. So I'm having to refocus my heart and to be set and steadfast on, okay, this is what God wants me to do. This is what I believe is his plan and where I'm at right now. So I just need to take this next step. I don't know the next 15 or 20 steps. I'm in a place where I'm just going to take this next step, where I'm going to continue to write music and I'm going to record music and I'm going to put it out there. And I'm going to believe that God is just going to use it to bless people. You know, my heart is to serve people. My heart is to empower people, to inspire people, and to put the word of God in their mouth through lyrics, through music, and just see what God can do in their lives and through them. And I just feel like I believe that he's going to use me to do that. So that's where my heart is at right now.
I like it. I love it, man. So like it, love it, all the above. I want to ask you this, Terrence. I'm just curious. So as a school teacher and coach, people know it's, you know, small town. They know you. They know of you. But there is a separation between our faith and school.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason. So you can't come out. You don't preach the gospel in class, things like that. But
absolutely.
You can be a great example of who Christ is in you. So how do you use, sometimes the biggest way we can minister to people is without preaching the gospel and just living a life of true sincerity. How do you do that in the classroom and coaching and things that you're doing?
Man, I just love on the kids, man. I just love on them. I inspire them. That's my heart. I'm an encourager by nature. I just tell them, you know, that there's no limit to their potential. And I just love on them, man. You know, I try to keep a smile on my face, and I try to encourage them. I try to always see the positive outlook in a thing. And whether they know it or not, I'm living out my faith. I'm walking by faith. even though sometimes they don't act like you would hope they would act, but
they act like teenagers, huh?
They act like teenagers, man. They act like teenagers. So, you know, my job and what I feel like the good Lord is having me do is just to live a life like Jesus would live, you know, and to just keep a smile on my face, to stay positive, to stay uplifting. And you start getting those questions, man, you know, why are you so happy all the time? And then there's a moment to just then inspire them even more and to give them the gospel without throwing, you know, the name of God or the Bible out at them, you know, just, and they know, you know, people in a small town, they know when you have something different and you're believing something different and in a good Lord. So yeah, that's what I try to do. And I try to lead that life as much as possible.
Awesome. What would you say your biggest strength is in the, like within your gift of music and teaching? What do you feel like your biggest strength is?
Wow. My biggest strength, I would say to inspire, to encourage, to sing. I would say singing. I have a pretty good gift, I believe, as far as a vocalist. I mean, there's obviously a lot more work that I can do in order to get better, but I think I have a pretty good voice, and I hope through that voice that the good Lord has given me that I can use it to inspire, to encourage people. That's my heart, and that's what I feel like my biggest strength is in that particular area. As far as business, I think it goes back to just encouraging. When I'm, you know, at the school and I'm teaching and coaching or whatever the case may be, you know, I want to get the best that I possibly can out of my kiddos. So that's where my heart is, to inspire them, because they have enough negativity in their lives and, you know, and those surrounding them. So my job is to just keep them uplifted, keep them positive.
Awesome, man. I love that you're using your gifts, making an impact, especially not at church. There's plenty of people to make an impact there, but that you're making an impact in the school with kids, man, because nobody needs it more right now than I think, especially high school kids, junior high, because there's so much negativity, social media, things that they're going through, that they need more people like you to impact them. So, I just greatly appreciate people like you.
Thank you.
That's within it. So, Terrence, with inside your weakness, just messed up, play on words. The inside your gift, do you feel like you have a weakness, or what would you say your biggest weakness is?
Wow, man, I think I've really learned that communication probably isn't my biggest strength. So as far as like communicating with, you know, with a team, with others that I'm surrounded with, is probably not my biggest strength. It's something I need to definitely work on. And so I've been, you know, really trying to grow in that particular area and to try to over communicate. So when you think you're communicating, as far as I'm concerned, on my end, you're not communicating well enough. So I'm in the process of just learning how to over communicate, to talk and to explain and to ask questions as much as possible, and then not procrastinating, not waiting to the last minute and just trying to come up with something and do it at the last minute. It's crazy, because I think I do my best work at the last minute, but I'm learning to plan and to pay more attention to the small details at the beginning. So that's going to play huge dividends for me, hopefully, here in the next few months, is those two things, overly communicating and definitely paying a little bit more attention to details, the small thing.
Man, that's wisdom right there. And I'm glad you brought that up, in the sense that you're not just talking about you recognize where your weakness is at, but you're making a move or a shift towards, say, hey, okay, I need to address this, and I need to over address it, because if I don't, it's going to become an issue.
Yeah, for sure.
That's smart, man. Terrence, what do you feel like is the biggest thing that God is stirring inside of you right now? What are you most excited about?
First and foremost is to know Him in a more deeper way, man. Like, regardless of the music that I make or don't make, or regardless of the kids that I get to coach and don't coach, or if I'm good at it or if I'm bad at it, whatever the case may be, it all boils down to me is knowing Him, man. And He's really, really been challenging me with that, man. And it's funny how God will use issues in your life, in your personal life, things that you're good at, things that you're not good at. He'll use those things to push you into a more intimate relationship with Him. because that's all that matters, man. Like, this music, it's great. And, you know, I always have had this dream that, you know, a few songs that I write will be sung in eternity, you know, in heaven, man. So that's a personal goal with my mind. But more than anything, it's just to know him, man. Like, that's my foundation. That's where it begins. That's where it ends, is to know him. And from there, I think everything else will just flow, man. And I don't want to push anything to happen, but I don't want to be lazy either. So knowing him and being intimate and actually doing what he's placed in my heart to do is the biggest thing that God is stirring inside of me currently.
Okay. You led me into, which was perfect, into my next question. You said that what you're passionate about, or like what God's stirring inside of you, is you want to know him more. What are you doing, like, on a daily habit or weekly habit to really know him more? Like, what are you doing to have a solid walk in that?
Well, I try to read and study every day and pray. You know, I'm constantly praying for the most part. And I realized, because, you know, I grew up in, as a young person, you know, really not necessarily a religious, a strong religious church, but we had our rules and expectations and blah, blah, blah. And I've learned over the years, you know, with my walk with the Lord, that I could pray any time, like any time. It doesn't have to be a formal on my knees, eyes closed, in my closet, whatever the case may be, that type of prayer, but I could talk and commune with him at any time. So I'm learning to do that all the time throughout my day. But the biggest thing is reading, man, like literally getting in the Word of God and studying. Like, I think our generation, I know I need it, but I know our generation needs it. We need it as a whole, like, to literally get in the Word of God for ourselves and not just depend on a minister or a preacher or someone that's a part of our lives to inspire us or tell us about God when we're not digging into his Word ourselves. And it doesn't have to be something long. I'm learning that it doesn't have to be, you know, 2 hours that I'm spending, you know, reading the Word of God and studying the Word of God. I can take one scripture, and that one scripture has the power to transform my heart and my life for the day, for the week, for the month, for the year, you know? And so I'm growing in that as well, for sure.
Okay. Great answer. What is a recent book or something that you've read lately that's really impacted you?
The Richest Man Who Ever Lived. I'm into this guy named Stephen K. Scott.
Dude, I've been reading his stuff for about 5 or 6 years. Love that guy.
Yeah, man. He's amazing, dude. He's amazing. I've just finished The Richest Man Who Ever Lived, and now just started The Mentored by a Millionaire. So,
dude, that's a great, amazing, I've read it, dude. I've read it twice, and I'm telling you, for our listeners, this is what's crazy. If you read his bio, his background story, the guy had like, he got fired, or I think like 12 times, couldn't keep a job,
yeah.
Ends up getting a mentor on a shoestring budget, ends up creating literally a multi-billion-dollar company.
Yeah.
With Chuck Norris, Christy Brinkley. I think it's the Bowflex, right?
Yeah.
Or it's one of those.
Yeah.
He is the guy that marketed all that stuff behind the scenes and some other stuff. But his story is fascinating, man. I mean, love his stuff.
Dude, he is so wise, man. He's so wise. And the thing I like about him, this is just a personal preference, I don't read a ton of books that are not either biblically based or on like something that's going to empower me. My wife hates that because she's big into, like, you know, creative stories and different things. And I need to, you know, kind of expand in those areas. But the thing I like about him is he uses the Word of God in a lot of his books. And he just brings it back to scripture. And I love that. Whether he either states the scripture in his book or whether it's, you know, threaded in that through the context of what he's talking about. So he's really, really good. And I encourage anybody that's listening to this podcast, check him out. Stephen K. Scott. He's the real deal.
Let's do this. I want to take it even further. If anybody knows Stephen K. Scott, you tell that brother he needs to come on the show. It's funny you said that.
That's awesome.
I sent him a Facebook message, I don't know, I bet you a month ago. And at that level, uh-huh. the guy's huge. Some people yeah. I'm able to get through, they respond. Some don't. But I actually sent him yeah. a message and was like, dude, love to have you on our show. So maybe because yeah. of this and you brought him up, maybe we'll get the opportunity to interview him.
Man, dude, if you do, I definitely want to hear about it. I want to know about it.
I better send you a direct direct text, right?
Yes, man. Shoot me a text, please, because, I mean, he's blessed, definitely blessed with the gift. And, yeah, he's definitely helping me through some things. So that's awesome.
Well, I love to hear it. All right, Terrence, if you get the opportunity to go back to the younger you, you get to give yourself any bit of advice that you want to, uh-huh. but you can't change anything that's going to happen in the future. What advice would you yeah. give yourself to further you into what God has called you to do?
Start earlier. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. You know, like the thing I was talking about earlier as a weakness, just believe in yourself and take a leap of faith. Like, start as young as you possibly can doing what's in your heart, and don't just wait it out so late. So that's what I would do. Just go for it. I mean, let it all out, man, and just pursue it with everything you got. So that's what I would tell my late younger self for sure.
Okay. And what is a piece of parting advice that you want to give the Are You Real audience?
Something along those lines, you know, whatever it's in you that you're constantly thinking about, you're constantly seeing yourself do in dreams, or when you're just, you know, hanging out, or you see somebody doing it, and it's that same thing. It's like a little push on the inside. It's like, man, that's awesome. I really want to do that. I really want to try that. Then you should do it, regardless of the money, regardless of your resources, regardless of the people that are around you, regardless of anything. You should go for it. Go for your dreams. Go for that thing that's on the inside of you, the purpose, that little inclination, the instincts that's on the inside of you. Just go for it and really just see what can happen in your life. And I think people will be amazed at what can transpire, the doors that can open if you just go for it. You take a leap of faith and just go for it and just truly see what happens.
Yes, sir. Get out and just make it happen, man. Just do it.
Do it. Do
All right. Terrence, how do we find you, my friend? So people want to check out, and I highly recommend download your album. I've listened to it.
Yeah.
I've watched you on
yeah.
YouTube. There is people that need you in their church leading worship, man. How do my listeners find you and invite you to their church?
Well, man, they can hit me up on Facebook, Terrence Scott, Instagram. Follow me on Twitter. They can email me at terrencescott@mail.com. I'm going to get a website up here shortly. But yeah, email me, and we'll be great, really grateful to come in and serve. We're doing a little bit of that here and there already. So yeah, reach out to us. Like us on YouTube, Facebook, and Facebook message me. We get all of those, and we respond fairly quickly to that. So yeah, we'd love to serve in whatever capacity we can. So
all right.
Very grateful, man, John, for this opportunity, dude. We love you, man. Grateful for what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Terrence. Hold on just a second. Are You Real Nation, man, fired up for today. I love people like Terrence, what they're doing, man. They're serving their gifts in the church, impacting the community. He's holding a job, teaching in school, loving, pushing purpose inside of kids, but yet serving in the church. So guys, if you got any questions, you need anything from us, please send us a message on Facebook. We're on Are You Real. You can jump on our website, areyoureal.org. And you can also type in Terrence's name. He'll be showcased on the front page of our website. So you'll be able to click on all the links, all the things that he's just talked about. And if you get a chance, go to on one of our pop-ups. It says The Book of Miracles. Go ahead and download that. Our friend Jody Holland wrote that. But here pretty soon on that same email list, when you click on Book of Miracles and put in your email, we are going to be sending out stuff on how to find your purpose, and also on my book that's going to be releasing in about 30 to 60 days on how to remodel your life. So please check that out. Rate and review us, guys. Girls, we love you. Be blessed. And at the end of the day, remember, be real, be authentic, and be you. God bless.
That's all for this episode of Are You Real? Finding the Authentic You. Be sure to go to areyoureal.org for your free questionnaire to identify your gifts and talents and how you can use them to help people become leaders and catapult them into their destiny to help others become the leaders of tomorrow. We appreciate you spending your time with us and look forward to helping you reach out and revolutionize next time on Are You Real? Finding the Authentic You.